down Kennedy, feeling like a boss. Pinky ring on, got me looking like a don. Riding through the town, paint gloss on the car. Blacked out the windows,
only half. Welcome to the HUD Post Show. My name is Willie Gonza.
And my name is Willie Gonza. No, I'm joking. My name is One Day. This is Willie Gonza here. Y'all might know him more than me because he is everywhere in Hudson County right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, safe to say. Safe to say. Wherever there's a car flipped over, I'm there. And whenever there's a new cheeseburger out, you know, I'm there as well.
Yes. And this is the Hub Post Podcast. Welcome, everybody. Shout outs to Bravery Studios. Thank you for having us. Yes, bravery up. And also a big shout outs to the big boss, James, in the building. The guy who runs the reason why we're here. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Got to shout him out or he won't pay us. No, I'm joking. He'll pay us in quarters. But further ado, this is Hub Post Podcast. We're bringing to you, we're live in Jersey City, a Man of Contemporary at Bravery Studios. So it's a big deal. And it's, of course, it's fitting for what we do with Hudson County. And it's like, you know, this is due. You know, we should have done this months, years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know what? I'm a firm believer that everything has its time. And I think the time is now. And I'm just very proud to be part of something so big. You know, growing up in Hudson County, I've always wished that we had something like this where it was, you know, some sort of page publication that was for us, by us, and now we're able to create media with it also, like a company that, so we could actually successfully spotlight all the craziness that is Hudson County, but also all, you know, the celebrities around, the history, and we're very rich in history as well.
Yes.
And, I mean, the food spots, let's, you know, that should go without being said. We have plenty of cool spots and different type of, like, cuisines that you could go explore in Hudson County, and I'm also very happy to be able to do that. And, well, I'm not very happy with my weight, but, you know, I'm very happy that I could go
it
around
eating. It comes with the job.
Yeah, it comes with the territory. So let me ask you, Eric, how did you come about jumping on the HUD Post team?
Well, before that, I think everybody knows that I think what got on our radar, HUD Post, just the page itself, was the car flips and all the traffic and all the things that were happening in Hudson County. And then you start getting involved. I was not living in Hudson County at the time, but I was working in Hudson County a lot. And then I just got involved. And then one day and another, I think James and I met somewhere. Where did we meet? I forgot. At the studio in Union City. That's where we met. And then
that was Star Cloud, right?
Star Cloud.
Shout
wow.
out Star
Fuck,
Cloud.
Man, Star Cloud.
Shout out 070. Shout out Star Cloud.
070 crew, shouts to Star Cloud, shouts to Ether, shouts to everybody over there, Alexander. And then one thing led to another. We put on an anniversary show for HUD Post, and then James and I always stayed in contact. And I want to say in the last year and a half, maybe 2 years, I've gotten more involved, you know, putting shows together, events, digital series with Loud Garden, and now we're here. Now I'm a proud correspondent of Hudson County, also known as HUD Post. And, we got a lot of things to bring to the table, but before we let everybody know what we're going to do here, because this is kind of the intro show of what we're going to do, Willie Gonza, you are a proud North Bergian. Is that how you say it?
North good Bergian. Question. North Bergian?
North Bergian?
North Bergian?
Bergianist.
North Bergianist.
I would go with Ergian. Sounds like Fergie. You are born and raised in North Bergian, right?
Yeah, so born and raised in North Bergen, went to grammar school in West New York, high school in Jersey City. So usually when anybody asks me where I'm from, it's Hudson County.
07047?
Yeah, 07047.
You already know. Yeah, so you're the more Hudsonite. Hudsonite. I'm just coming up with
fucking
terms.
Yeah, man, you're just, you're on fire.
I'm just coming up with terms before you know where Jersey City is.
I'm a Hudson County.
Yeah, how's the county? Yeah, so you're more of like the born and bred here. I'm the more of adopted one. So I think it's a great perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I come from the outside coming in. You're the inside who's still inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm trapped here.
So Hudson County, North Bergen, you grew up. And then, but before, a lot of people know you for the Hudson County, I'm sorry, I keep saying Hudson County, HUD Post reels and the content, but I know you. We've known each other for years, bro.
Yeah.
We've known each other.
It's pretty crazy
life.
That we're here right now, actually.
I want to say almost going 12 years now. I think.
Easily 12 years.
Because we come up in the game of music, the shiesty music game that we live and die for. And so explain real quick, what's your upcoming into her post, and then let's talk about how we got to know each other.
So, how I ended up on HudPost was I've been a musician for the majority of my life. I started making music at 18, and Hudson County has always been my inspiration behind all my creativity, whether it's music or comedy skits, whatever it is. You know, I need Hudson County to be my backdrop. If it's a video, I need it to be in my artwork. And pretty much I dropped an album called Uptown. And to promote it, I did a freestyle in the middle of Kennedy Boulevard, right on 91st.
Well, shout out to the intro song.
Yeah. Shout out Kennedy Boulevard. And then pretty much I sent it over to HudPost because, again, I loved HudPost off the rip before I even joined the team because, again, it's something that was, like, for us, by us. So it was cool to, like,
because we were stuck with, like, NorthJersey.com. We were stuck with the record.
And they don't know us like we know us. Yeah.
The record. All right. Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
And I just, like, you know, I was like, let me just send them this and see what they think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start looking through HudPost, and I see on the story post that they reposted me.
Okay.
So I was like gassed. I'm like, oh, this is sick. And then I saw the views going crazy and people commenting and like people putting in like, yo, I just saw you actually do that. And then I started realizing like how truly tapped in HudPost is with the community.
Word.
Because it's like, I mean, it's everything's happening in real time and everyone's communicating this in real time.
Word.
So like, yo, I saw you here. Oh, I was just there. Like that's cool. Or like it's kind of like if you know, you know, and like they'll see a place they went to go eat or they'll see a block that there's like a famous story on and like people will just know. So it's pretty dope. And then from there on, I actually had like a note, like James hit me up on his personal account and we started chatting up there and he just started telling me like he liked the Uptown concept, the songs. He loved Kennedy. And then we just became virtual friends from then.
Yeah.
Then around the time, all roads lead to StarCloud. StarCloud had just opened up and I wanted to help them promote. So I hit up James and I was like, listen, my friends just opened up a studio, you know, it's 070. And I want to like do an article for them so they could help, you know, promote the business. Yeah. And we met up at StarCloud. We were there introducing everybody and, you know, we're just chilling and just talking like ideas and stuff. And we kind of just both started talking about Hudson County, how proud we are of being here, and just pretty much, you know, became really close friends after that. We always stayed in communication, and then I started, like, this was just right around the end of the pandemic this all happened. And then I started doing, like, comedy skits based on Hudson County. So I did one because of the street sweeper about, like, you know, growing up in Hudson County and all that. That went crazy. And then after that, he just, like, James kept telling me, join the team. And I'm like, man, like, I just really want to make, like, music and like, do comedy skits. Like, I don't really want to, like, join the team. Like, how do I join this team? What do I do, you know? And then the Jersey Journal closed. He invited me. He's like, listen, let's go honor the Jersey Journal of what was, and let's go ring in the future, which is, you know,
HudPost. Yep.
So after that, he's like, listen, man, you should really try the lifestyle stuff. I think you'll be great at it.
Yeah.
And
I've always said you were, you know me, I've always been like, yo, your music is awesome, but your comedy is funny. I always think you're fucking hilarious and you're good at, you have a great sense of humor. So I knew before you guys got involved, I knew just if you guys, HudPost and Willie got together, it could be some magic.
Man, I'm too pale for this. I'm going to start blushing up here.
I'll blow you light.
So he told me, he's like, listen, there's, he kind of like almost like tricked me into it. He knew exactly how to get me to do it. Oh. So he's like, listen, go over to this spot called Super Fresh on 91st Street. Do a comedy skit there.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. I went, I did a comedy skit of being like a foodie.
Yeah.
And then after that video came out, people were stopping me in the streets like, oh, I saw you on HudPost. Oh, I saw you on HudPost. And I'm like, yeah. And then I passed by that sandwich spot again. And the guy's like, dude, thank you so much. Like, I can't believe the amount of people that were coming into my business after that video was done. Like, thank you. Thank your boss. Thank everybody involved. Yeah. Like, oh, my God, this is amazing. After that, like, seeing how much of an impact we made to that business, I was like, dude, I'm on board. Like, let's let's do this. Like, I'm down. And then we started doing it more and more, and now, you know.
And now we're here. Now we're at the podcast.
Now we're here.
Hubhose Podcast.
Now, how me and Eric met is another wild story, because I had a home studio in my basement in North Bergen. I grew up on 89th and Tunnelly.
Yeah. So how do you spell Tunnelly?
I don't know. How should I know? T-U-N-N-E-L-Y.
Horrible. Horrible. Shout out to your brother, Dizzy.
Yeah, shout out Dizzy Rambunctious. So he was, me and him had a studio in our basement, and we had everybody come through there. So, like 07 Ophi, he recorded like his first two albums with us down there. We got Ty Alexander, I be from North Bergen, son, down there. We had everybody. And then another mutual friend of ours, he ended up winning a competition on this blog called Killer Hip Hop to have a song fully produced for him and a video done for it and put on Killer Hip Hop. So
which
then,
was big, and the blogger, like, I would put Killer Hip Hop up there.
Yeah,
It was up there.
Definitely.
It was
huge,
like,
blog.
It was before Rap Genius, before there was a Rap Genius, there was Killer Hip Hop. So every new rap song or R&B song, if you wanted the lyrics, it would be ready within the 5 minutes the song would be released. And then they would do blog posts, and then, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so then my boy's like, yo, we need, like, a studio to work out of. Where can we work out of? And I said, yeah, you know, come to my basement. We could work out of there. And it was a nice setup. I say basement studio, but it was, like, a really nice setup.
No, y'all had a finesse.
Legendary. I want to actually buy that crib and make it, like, a museum.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was that,
how old,
like,
are we at that time? We're, like, I got to be, like, 20, 21-ish.
Yeah, like, yeah, easily, like, from 19 to about 21, around there.
Has to be, bro.
Yeah,
and for that age, for y'all to have that sort of, like, nice setup,
dude,
I was like, whoa.
I starved to get that that setup done. That was like,
your own booth.
Yeah,
I remember the booth.
It was all kind of makeshift. Fun fact, it's like a friend of mine hit me up one day and was like, yo, I was telling him I was looking to build a home studio, and like,
yeah,
I was looking at pricing. It was insane. And my friend calls me like, yo, you know, I have some speakers, a couple of keyboards, fell off a truck, mics, like, you know, if you want them, let me know. So that's how we got that popping, you know?
Fell off the truck.
And then we ended up setting up that studio. My friend needed the session done, so Killer Hip Hop came through, and Eric came through,
yeah,
because he was part of Killer Hip Hop.
Yeah.
So then we became cool off that session. And then from there on, life just kept, like, we just kept running into each other all
always,
the time, like,
always,
everywhere, like, just
always.
And then eventually he started doing the one mic days, you know, the open mics, and which really, to me, they were never like open mics. They were like full on incredible, like, showcases. The talent has always been incredible at these things. And yeah, we started doing those shows together. I started performing at almost like every single one. And yeah, fast forward, here we are. So it's pretty cool, you know, to be
yeah,
locked in like this.
Trajectory and fate at its finest.
Yeah.
Especially with Hudson County, because my fate with Hudson County has always been my family. I've always had family in Hudson County. So I had a cousin who lived in West New York on Park Ave and I think like 6th Street or something. I think that's West New York. I don't know. One second you're in Gutenberg, next second you're in Union City. And then you take another step to your left, and then you're in like Edgewater. I know Edgewater's not Hudson County, but anyway. But I always I remember being like 4 or 5 years old, just always in Hudson County, always going up and down Bergen Line and stuff like that. I remember going to the video game store that's on 56th, I think.
52nd Street, Nueva Línea.
Yeah, Nueva Línea. Yeah. So I remember always going and getting my Game Boy game, my Game Boy Color games, Game Boy Advance. Then we got into like Dreamcast. Whatever, sidetracking. But so Hudson County always had a soft spot for me. And I always like somehow just always levitated into Hudson County some way, somehow, whether it's music or my DJing gigs and stuff like that. So now coming full circle, now being involved with HubPost, which is a Hudson County based news media outlet. And, you know, we're trying to do a lot of things with HubPost. I think it's just to me, it's fate at its finest. So that's why we're here. So that's what we're doing. So, and HubPost, the podcast, what we're doing is we're bringing a lot of amazing guests. We're going to bring a lot of, you know, some competition in like talks, sorry, not competition, debates on who are the businesses we need to check out, places we want to check out that we haven't been to. Also some chisme. We're going to talk chisme. Talk about places that, like, I think should not be here.
Dun, dun, dun.
You should get the out. Hudson County. And then also we got some politics coming in. We invite some mayors, some assemblymen.
Congressmen.
Some congressmen and women. Some advocate groups.
And definitely some local celebrities for sure.
Local celebrities, you know, people that we know that like to hang out at what's our place? What's our place on Mario?
Ringside?
Ringside.
Speaking of that, I think definitely Mario should be our next guest. I mean, the guy's a legend.
Guy's legendary. The Portuguese man over there on 1 and 9. And then, so that's why we're here. We're here to give you guys just a more cool structure of podcast and make it fun, make it, you know, silly. Because I like to have fun. I like to you know, shoot my, in English you say shoot my shit.
What's it called? I was going to ask you, speaking of fun, like, so where do you like to go out for fun in Hudson County? Like,
well, I just moved to Jersey City, so I'm officially a Hudson County, like, native citizen. Pay my taxes here. I vote here. So that's like the last 2 years. But ever since growing up, I think, let's start off with Burgenline. I mean, the history of Burgenline, I think, is, and if you're watching this and have no idea what Hudson County is or don't even know what North Bergen, West New York, Union City, like, I think we are the most unique situation in the United States, if not the world.
We're the center of the universe, for sure.
I would back that up, yes. We are the center of the universe because not only are we, like, neighbors to New York City, like, we see the skyline from our back door, our windows, but a lot of the people that, you know, that make the city move live in Hudson County. I mean, everybody. And if you have the plethora of money to want to live in the Manhattan and deal with that, I mean, by all means, go ahead. But I think let's talk about American history. I mean, Alexander Hamilton, man got shot with the 9 milli over here.
Took the biggest L in history right there at the bottom of the cliff on Boulevard East. So, and then they propped the rock that he got shot on. Like, here it is.
That's like a 50-cent guy shot.
We're going to display his loss.
So, I mean, going back then, we're talking history. And I know you asked me what's my favorite fun, so I'm going to get to it. But that I just want to give a perspective of, like, what is Hudson County and what we're talking about. So that ties into my favorite place to go to Hudson County, which is hard to say because it's so eclectic. There's so many different flavors out here. You know, I mean, the majority of us is Latinos. Majority, a major Cuban community out here.
Shout out Cubans.
Shout out to Cuba City. Hoy a City. Yo quiero mi café con leche. ¿Qué más? And a big Central American community out here. I do see my Colombians out here. And It's just a plethora of Latin culture, but also in Jersey City, you do see a plethora of also different cultures in, like, Southeast Asia, Indians, and I think that's pretty much a lot of Europeans as well. So right now, my favorite location to go have fun in Jersey City is Newark Avenue in Jersey City, which is the Grove Street path. Which is an area where they closed down. They literally cemented the street into a sidewalk. They're like, forget your cars. We don't need your cars anymore. Your cars are in the way. And you know, I think every restaurant, every ethnicity is on that block. If you want to have a good time, get drunk. If you're single for sure, you'll find a nice little 10-piece out there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a 9-piece, definitely an 8-piece. And if you want to take home a 7-piece, that's even easier. But I love my women. I'm not disrespecting. I'm just saying, like, y'all out there. And I get it because I was there the other day as a engaged man, very respectful. And I'm watching the interactions of, like, you know, single people, if they're single, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But, you know, all the clubs are there, the vibes, et cetera. All the culture is right there on that grocery. So I am a little more biased on Jersey City because that's where I live now. And that's where I like to hang out. So grocery. So for you, what is your favorite fun?
I wish you said something different, but now I'm just going to sound like I'm, like, piggybacking off, you know, you, but I would say the same thing. I love the downtown area. It's crazy to see how much has changed over the years, right?
I know, yeah. It's like, been crazy.
Wild. And
because Jersey City was never like this.
No.
From what I understood. Like, Jersey City was never like the area, hot spot area to want to go hang out. I mean, I brought my mom to Jersey City. She goes, mijo, 10 years ago, they would have stopped me. But I am excited. I want a little cafecito. I want coffee. I want a little bread con a little azúcar. I'm excited. I like the trees. The trees look nice. So basically, back in the day, like in the 80s and 90s, to my parents who were first generation immigrants, to them, Jersey City was like, no go. Like, do not come here. You want to get shot. You want to get stabbed. You want to lose a kidney. Do not come to downtown Jersey City. And that has changed completely. So, yeah,
no, it's like, it's truly is day and night, especially that downtown area. And I love hanging out there. I mean, one of my favorite spots to go to, I would say, is like Matthews, South House, San Patricio's. I don't know if you checked that.
Yeah, it's a new one, Cuban Irish.
Mexican.
I mean, that's sorry, Mexican Irish. Fusion. Yeah, sorry, I'm intrigued with your beautiful Cubanness.
I am the Irish Cuban fusion over here, even though there's no Irish in me.
Literally, so, you're in literally San Patricio.
I am literally San Patricio. Que bola, you know.
Que bola, top of the morning to you.
Que bola, where's my Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
I love that area. It's just you could go bar hopping, and there's so many different, like, just cuisines right there on that strip.
Yeah, they did a good job.
They've done a great job there, and it's just a vibe, you know. Everybody you know is just hanging out right there on the strip. Everyone's, like, just, you know.
Yeah.
Peaceful. No, I've been going there for a few years now, never seen a fight, you know. And I think it's, I think that's definitely one of my places to go hang out at.
Give me some North Bergen.
North Bergen, if I had to pick one spot in North Bergen to go hang out at, it's right on Bergerline. It's called Harry's Food and Drink.
Oh, I know Harry's, yeah.
Harry's is amazing. That filet mignon cheesesteak is great. The drinks are good. Staff is very friendly, very nice. Treat you like family as soon as you walk in. Very, very cool spot. It's right across the street from the park, so
yes.
It's like, you know, you could just, after you're done, you want to walk off those calories.
Yeah.
Just go to the park, walk around the lake, mm-hmm. You know, pretty cool date spot with that being said. And I also love, like, I think for date night, like, Edgewater.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if...
It's still Bergen County. That's Bergen County.
Yeah, I don't know. I say Edgewater, but
But Edgewater's like that. It's like that. Like, it's like if trans people were a town, it would be Edgewater. Does that make sense?
It does.
Edgewater wants to be Hudson County so bad.
It just might as well be. And to me, like that whole strip there, because I always like say, oh, Edgewater, and they're like, well, that's actually West New York. No, that's actually North Bergen. I'm like, listen.
Well, I don't know.
River Road
are.
To me, all of it is Edgewater, right?
That's why I said that.
But I would say like down there by the water, there's some really cool spots too. I mean, again, I don't know where the line is drawn, where's what, but there's a spot called Haven down there that's really cool.
Fire.
Very, very nice spot. And then Don Coquim might be Edgewater. Maybe I'll get a lot of like straight up like Edgewater.
I think
Bergen
it might be more West New York. We'll figure it out. Let's bring Don Coquim owner here and figure it out.
But that's a cool spot. Waterside is another cool spot.
Waterside,
very
is really
nice.
Dope. Yep,
excellent view. And it's just these are my favorite places to go in the area there.
Yeah, I think again back to what I was saying earlier. Like we are in a unique situation in Hudson County where. You want the city life, but don't want to be in the city, but you want the best views of the city, you got to come to Hudson County.
It's just to me, we have the best part of New York, the view.
It is.
I get stressed out going to New York. Like, yeah, it's a big city. I know everybody wants to go there, but to me, it's like, it's more of a headache to get there.
Exactly.
To exist there than it is to, like, just hang out in Hudson County.
Yeah, and, you know? But I get it. Like, I get it. As someone who's not from Hudson County, and they just, all they know is just New York City. I get it why they don't understand Hudson County or how to navigate in Hudson County, which is what HuffPost comes in. That's why we come in.
You know what I mean? Crazy story. I was actually hanging out in 80th Street Park, and this kid stops me. And he's like, "Hey, man, like, I love your work. I love your page. Like, really, really sick." And I'm like, "Oh, you know, thank you." And I hear a very like thick accent. So this is around like you know the time the FIFA's here. And I'm like, oh, so are you from here? Like, you know, and he's like, oh no, I'm from Barbados. I go, wow.
Wow.
Like, so how long you been living here? Oh, about a year. And I said, sick. And I'm thinking, I'm like, well, what does he know about HuddPost? He says that he was trying to find places like to go hang out and like wanted to know more about where he lived. And people in the area were telling him follow HuddPost.
Yep.
He says that ever since he's done that, he's been up to date with news. He's been up to date with politics. He's been up to date with where to hang out,
yeah,
with celebrities, with what's going on. I'm like, man, that's sick. That's awesome. And that's why we do it. And like, it feels like, I mean, I've worked many different jobs, wore many different hats, pun intended. And this is my favorite one. Like, I love what I do because, you know, they say like, you don't feel like you're working if you do what you love.
Exactly.
Like, that is exactly what I feel being a part of this. And it's so rewarding because of conversations like that.
Yeah.
And also being able to help businesses and, you know, being able to just like be a staple in the community, be able to like inform your community is just such an amazing thing.
Yep.
And
you're contributing to the culture, basically, of what Hudson County is. And that's what HuddPost is. And big shout out to James. He was here, but he's on his Wizard of Oz vibes. He's like, doesn't want to be seen. So I was like, he wants to keep the mystery. Who's the guy that keeps the page running? But big shout out to James for also putting that all together, because, I mean, he's the reason why we're here. And it's 10 years. It's been 10 years. We just celebrated the 10-year anniversary at our house, which you got an award. I got an award.
I got my own beer, too.
Oh, you got your own beer.
Shout out 902 Brewing Company. Go get the Gonza Gold.
Go get the Gonza.
Hazy IPA. It's delicious.
Hazy. You already know. So, yeah, that's what HuddPost is. That's what we're bringing. I mean, we can name the names of who we're going to bring, but we don't want to, you know, we don't want to blue ball y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because it's exciting. We got a lot of amazing guests already confirmed. And there's a lot of things that, you know, we're going to have segments where we're going to talk about our top 10 favorite spots, or maybe some segments where our top 10 spots of not to go. Because as much as we tell people where to go, I also want to know where I don't go. don't, you know what I mean? Like, I have not yet seen a place or a site or a platform to tell me do not go there. Because let's keep it real. I mean, like, New York City is the greatest city in the world. Yeah, but don't go to East Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Also, don't go to Washington Heights at 3 o'clock in the morning and ask for a mango con salami and expect that you're going to eat that in peace, because you're not. So, you know what I mean? Like, what locations are like that in Hudson County that I think the public needs to know? We need to be the superheroes of Hudson County.
I don't know. I love every inch of it. Pause. So I think... I like every inch of Hudson County. I really do. I think everything, every little nook and cranny has its own like little identity, its own personality, its own grit. And I think it all actually should just be showcased. And as far as like not to go, if we're talking like food spots, it's hard, man, because every spot that I've been to has honestly been great in its own way.
For sure.
Because sometimes you go to these places, right? And it's maybe like the food is not this gourmet stuff. It's not like, you know, something that you would see at a 5-star Michelin restaurant.
Yeah.
But it's like Boulevard Drinks is the perfect example.
Perfect example.
It's a hot dog.
Hot dog.
But it's a staple in the community.
For
that's
sure.
That's what makes it so great.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, and that's what that's what I mean. Like, I think that just every spot, every little, like, every business has its own grid, its own style,
word,
its own personality. So it's like, I don't know, you kind of just see the good in all of it.
Word. And there's a lot of land to cover, too, because we got, what's Hudson County, right? Okay, we got North Bergen, we got West New York, we have Union City, we have a little titty town called Gutenberg.
All four blocks of it.
Four blocks of Gutenberg. Would you like to go to Gutenberg and get a little bit of coffee, man? Sorry, that just saying Gutenberg makes me want to do that. Gutenberg, we have Jersey City, and then we have our two like little brothers that we don't claim, but they're all three that I'm thinking of. Ready? Secaucus, Kearney. Yeah, I gotta do my face like Kearney.
That's West Hudson, yeah.
And then East Newark.
And Harrison.
Oh, and Harrison. Look, four extra towns that do not. Oh my God. Of course, the one that's always left out. You know what I'm talking about.
If it's from Bayonne,
it's Bayonne.
Leave it alone.
Sorry, Bayonne. Bayonne, I'm sorry. What camera do I look at? Bayonne, I just want to apologize right now. I just want to say I'm sorry that we don't talk about you really quickly. you do get forgotten sometimes, but we're going to fix that. We're going to bring some people over here from Bay. You know what I mean? So we're going to, we want to make sure we involve all towns as much as possible. I don't know if it's unfortunately or fortunately, but you know, the main, the Avengers of Hudson County is, you know, Jersey City, Norberg, Union City, West New York. So, we have a lot of plans, a lot of ideas that we want to bring to the table. And also, if you're watching this and have some ideas or comments, please reach out. info@hubpost.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, but we'll get to it. We'll do our shout outs at the end. But I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
While doing these like reels and stuff that you're doing, what is one common thing that you see with businesses in Hudson County that I think a lot of people don't notice?
How much hard work goes into these businesses.
Work.
And how much you should truly be supporting these businesses, because majority of them are people that are here to chase the American dream. They came here without a dollar to their name and they made something out of themselves and they started up businesses and they put their heart and soul into what they do. And, you know, sometimes you just see a storefront, but you don't know the stories of what it took these people to get there.
Word.
And, you know, how hard it is to continue to maintain the business open. Like, a lot of people don't know what it goes into it. And, you know, sometimes you see things and you're like, oh my God, it's so expensive to eat, but it's expensive to live right now in general.
It's tough.
You know, like, it's not like these people are not raising the prices on purpose. It's that they also need to keep up with what's going on.
Exactly.
You know, like, no one understands that. And I'm talking about just restaurants right now in particular, but how much tomato cost? How much, you know, like chicken broth cost? How much, you know, every little ingredient they need to prepare these meals, how much that cost and how they got to like pretty much come up with a price to charge people to stay afloat, you know? Yeah. And it's just, it's a lot of work. So, you know, I stand by this and I said restaurants for an example, but it also goes for small businesses across the board, you know, whether it's, a children clothing store, a toy store like Panda Carousel on Bergeline, or, you know, it's a certain auto body, you know, whatever it might be, just, you know, support local, support the small businesses, because, you know, it's supporting the community.
Word. Because everybody wants to, you know, a lot of people live here, so they'll go to New York and support the business in New York, which is great. I love it. There are neighbors, you know what I mean, even though Jersey's better, but that's a whole different other podcast. Which, as I'm thinking, we should bring somebody from New York and do like a New York versus Hudson County. But anyways, so yeah, I agree.
We'll wash them. We'll wash them.
But yeah, 100% agree, because it is tough to want to, you know, not tough. Tough is not the right word. I want to say it's just people are blinded by the fact that everything that you go to do in New York, and the reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of people do live here and then spend their whole day in New York and then just come here to sleep. But, and I'm talking to those people specifically, you know, you definitely just look around you. There's a lot of amazing businesses around you, from foods to even laundromats. If you don't have a live-in laundry, there's amazing places to live, neighborhoods. I mean, I think Jersey City, Norberg, West New York, they do the best they can possible to create community events as well. Because I myself am involved with Jersey City and Jersey City Arts and Culture, and putting on events for Jersey City and for the residents of Jersey City. And also, I know Norbergen, you involve yourself with Norbergen, and they try to always put stuff for community on and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we are our own little city, but we're unique, we're different. And I don't know, I think it doesn't get any better. We can be here, we can talk about how great Hudson County is all day long. But definitely, I think we should kind of close it out with these with this segment right here. I'm brand new to Hudson County. Willie Gonza.
I was about to do a crazy accent. That's going to get me canceled.
Willie Gonza, I just got here, Hudson County. What are three places off the top of your dome I should go eat? And then three places I should go take my girlfriend.
Okay.
Or boyfriend, or they, or them.
So definitely North Bergen, Harry's, Rumakuana on Guttenberg. For sure, because you got the nice view there. You got the whole Cuban vibe. You're getting like that Havana on the Hudson feel.
Where?
I would say third, you're just going to go grab something to eat. Like my favorite, like little hole in the wall spot to go check out would be like La Tinajita. It's on like, I want to say 56 in Palisade in West New York.
Okay.
It's a Cuban pizzeria. And
okay.
They have these little like personal pan pizza.
Okay.
Delicious. If you're like, you know, if you just kind of with the squad want to hang out, eat something real quick, or your dolo want to go, you know, definitely that's a spot right there. If you want to take your girl out on a date.
Or like, let me rephrase that question. You're with your girl. You just ate. But you want to take her somewhere in Hudson County to enjoy the rest of the night, whether that's a show or some sort of activity or something like that. I mean, what would you suggest?
Well, there's always different kinds of shows going on in Hudson County. Sometimes independent showcases, like music showcases. There's comedy shows. Sometimes we even host a comedy show. But tough to say off the top of my head as far as like event wise. I mean, there's the midnight markets that happen. So right, that's like something you. That you would, that, you know, yeah. That's something that definitely people should check out whenever they're hosting an event. Because sometimes they do like a rave in the library. But again, it's like, is that always going on? No, it was. It should.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back to like, where would you take your girl? And like, you want to find a spot that you could just kind of like bounce around and do other things like after you're done eating. I would say easily, I mean, Hoboken, you could walk around. You have all the views around you. Same thing with like downtown Jersey City, right by the waterfront area, like the harbor side. That's a cool little area there. Plenty of little restaurants and cocktail bars. So, like, I think going back to North Avenue, Don't Tell Liv is a really cool like cocktail bar. It's above Olivia's grocery store. And then Don't Tell Liv is like, don't tell Olivia downstairs that this is going on up here, which I love the concept. I think that's so cool. And when you're up there, it's a vibe, man. And they make really good drinks. So after you're done eating, you want to go get another drink, you go there. And definitely, if you're pre-gaming, you know, you want to grab something right before you go to Hoboken or you go to Jersey City, or you could even stay there and continue hanging out there because it's a vibe. It's ringside. I mean, you could go get a bucket.
Like, ringside.
Like, for under like $15 or so.
Can you explain the history of ringside real quick just so everybody know? Like, it's a boxing gym.
It's a boxing gym,
but it was also, but now it's like a restaurant, bar.
I call it Jersey City's Disney World because there's just so much action going on in that one little corner. So you got the White Man across the street and ringside. It's the same owner.
Yeah.
It's Mario. Shout out Mario. We'll get him on the podcast, maybe even next episode. And pretty much the place started off. He'll tell you the story better than I could, but pretty much it's a bar, it's a restaurant, and there's also a boxing gym where like the biggest fighters have trained at, you know, Mike Tyson being one of them, and they have a great relationship, Tyson and Mario. I've actually met Tyson myself. They're a really cool guy, very humble guy too, for being as big as he is. Like, he's really like just chill.
Just normal people.
And then he has his pigeons in the back. He has like there's a pigeon coop on the roof that no one's allowed at. That's like the exotic like racing pigeons. And then he has his regular pigeons in the back at Tyson's Corner.
Yeah.
And I've played with the pigeons there. It's really cool spot. And then you have the famous like buckets where you have like
dangerous
one of them, depending on your tolerance, could destroy you. But like two definitely. No matter who you are.
You'll end up being a pigeon.
You'll end up being drooling in the pigeon coop in the back. It's just like and then besides that, like, you got Albiel that's, you know, come up there. Like, you know, it's just like local bar. And then you had Akon that it was like his local bar. And all these guys come back to show love and bring all their friends and bring more celebrities through. And it's like, it's crazy, man. That place is a gem. That place is a staple, like the literal statement, like
the place to go.
It's the place to go. It's cool.
And I'm gonna speak the mind of a lot of people. People are sketched out. They're scared. Some people are scared to go. I'll be honest. That's the outside general public. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I've been in there, and I want to say it is nothing to be scared about. It is a restaurant. It's amazing. The vibes are dope. The buckets will get you turned up, but it's a dope spot if you want to just have a good time and on a budget. I mean, I'm talking.
Yeah.
You're not spending like
was I bucks out the wazoo?
No, you're definitely not breaking your pocket going there. It's nice. Because
there's gonna
be a
white
man.
Person watching this. They're gonna be like a ringside. They look it up on Google Maps. They're like, oh my god, I don't want to die. It's like just, you're not gonna die, dog. You're gonna be fine. You want to have a good time. Take your white shorty or whoever type of woman you like to date or man or they to ringside and you'll have a good time. You'll probably hit home run by the end of the night, right?
For sure. After a few buckets, for sure.
So, I mean, I just wanted to put that out there because it is, there is a, what is it called when something looks like something, but they're not. Help me out, Marv. Stigma. There you go. There's a stigma about it, but I want to, we're here to kill that stigma because ringside is where it's at.
Yeah,
so,
it's lit, man. It's a vibe and it's great people behind it too.
So, I mean, again, look, that's just one location out of all these other locations we need to talk about. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about, I got beef with Hoboken's Nightlight. You know what I mean? We could talk about that in another episode.
Yeah.
I have
the same beef, which is funny.
I think we're not the only ones who feel that way outside a certain race. There's one race in Hoboken that enjoy Hoboken's at its finest. And I think that's why we have the podcast where we can openly talk about it and have a debate of why we all have this similar experience. But that's one topic, you know what I mean? And then we could also talk about, you know, the, not to get so political, but also I think people do look at us now as a political outlet for
definitely.
Information and decisions on who they vote for. So, you know, we're definitely going to have politicians in here, et cetera. And then also, you know, sports. I just saw the other day that Jersey City's St. Peter's Prep is the number 6 football team in the nation. You know what I mean? That's a big deal. You know what I mean? So talk about sports. You know, also a lot of athletes live out here. There's rumors that LeBron James is looking at apartments in Jersey City because he's playing in Philly. Jack Hughes lives in Jersey City, who is our Olympic gold medalist who won for USA, who also plays for the Jersey Devils.
Go.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that we're going to bring to the table. We're going to do a lot of rankings and a lot of guests. And I think that's pretty much it. Is there anything else you want to leave on the table before we close it out, brother?
No, just make sure you tune into the next episode of the HUD Post Show. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Tell everyone.
Yes.
We'll see you here.
We'll see you here. If you have any comments, concerns, questions, feedback, info@hudpost.com. Send them through, come through. We might read some comments on air. If you have questions, we might do a question segment, like, you know, questions from the public. You know what I mean? Why not? And maybe we can answer them. And also follow us on Instagram at HudPost. You can follow me at oneday.mp333.
And you can follow me at @Willie_Gonza, WILLY _GONZA.
Exactly. And that's it. That's the HudPost show. First episode in the books. I hope you liked it. We're coming with more bangers, y'all. We're coming with more bangers. We'll see you then.
See you
next time.
Peace.